I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Acute pancreatitis is one of the most frequent gastrointestinal causes for hospital admission in the United States. To talk about causes, diagnosis, and treatment of this disorder is Dr. Greg Cote. He is an associate professor of medicine in the Division of Gastroenterology and Hepatology at MUSC. Dr. Cote, what exactly is acute pancreatitis?
Acute pancreatitis is inflammation of the pancreas. Pancreas is an organ that does two main functions. It produces insulin and other hormones that involve sugar metabolism in the body, and then it secretes digestive enzymes, which help us to digest.
What causes acute pancreatitis?
The two most common causes in the United States are gallstones and alcohol use in excess. And along with alcohol use, smoking is an important cofactor, meaning patients that smoke and drink together are at a significantly higher rate of getting acute pancreatitis than those individuals that do neither of them. Obesity would be another important risk factor, and other causes are much less common.
What are the typical symptoms for acute pancreatitis?
Most patients that develop acute pancreatitis will develop severe abdominal pain in the upper part of the abdomen, and they will oftentimes complain of pain in the back at the same level, since the pancreas is located very close to the spinal cord. In addition, most people will complain of nausea and vomiting, and these symptoms will not get better. So most patients will have them for 12 to 24 hours, and when the symptoms become so debilitating, they almost invariably present to the emergency room for assistance.
How is pancreatitis diagnosed?
Most patients can be diagnosed with acute pancreatitis by a good history from the treating physician and a basic blood test, which can be checked in the emergency room. A smaller number of people may have normal blood tests, and those individuals will require imaging, either a CT scan or an ultrasound across the abdomen.
What's the treatment?
The majority of patients with acute pancreatitis require hospitalization, and they are kept in a fasting state, usually for an average of 2 to 3 days at a minimum, and they're given high volumes of intravenous fluid to help resuscitate their intravascular space and help perfuse the pancreas and prevent some of the complications of acute pancreatitis.
Is there anything we can do to prevent pancreatitis?
The three things that people can do to prevent acute pancreatitis are, first, minimal use of alcohol, which we typically classify as 2 drinks or less per day. The second, and equally as important, is for patients to stop smoking. And the third is to maintain a healthy cardiovascular lifestyle, so to keep their weight under control, have a heart-healthy diet, and maintain physical activity.
And the exercise is important?
We believe exercise is important for a number of different health reasons. There's no direct scientific evidence that exercise prevents pancreatitis, but we do know that individuals who are in a better overall state of health are less likely to develop pancreatitis and less likely to develop severe pancreatitis.
Anything else we need to know about acute pancreatitis?
If the cause for the acute pancreatitis is not clear to the treating physicians, particularly in older individuals who are 40 years or older, there should be a strong consideration for the possibility of underlying pancreatic cancer. So these patients should require sophisticated scans, including contrast-enhanced CT scan or MRI, to evaluate for this after the initial acute pancreatitis episode has resolved.
Dr. Cote, thank you for providing this information about acute pancreatitis.
Thank you for having me.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.